principle 15, Kav Emsa'i. So this is a big one. This principle is in some ways the central principle to all of the method of Kabbalah, to the inner spiritual path of Judaism. This principle is giving us guidance in our practical, constant how to work with what's going on inside of ourselves in the spiritual path. So this is very important, central principle in the path of Kabbalah. So it's here, it's three pages long. So this time we'll just read it through and then we can discuss it afterwards. Kav Emsa'i, it literally means the central column, the middle way. We're going to discuss in the principle about what's called Kav Yamin, Kav Smol, and Kav Emsa, which we can translate as right consciousness, left consciousness, and center consciousness. So we'll read it through now and then, God willing, discuss next time. Principle 15, Kav Emsa'i. Our inner work is divided into two general aspects called Kav Yamin, right consciousness, and Kav Smol, left consciousness. Right consciousness is a state of mind focusing on the good, on what we have to be thankful for, and on the greatness of God. The more we live with this consciousness, the more joyful we are. In this state of mind, we are not focused on the gift, meaning how much connection to God we have been given, but rather are focused on the greatness of the giver of the gift. Contemplating the wondrous exaltedness of God, we are happy with any spiritual connection we have been given, no matter how small. Right consciousness is a state of gratitude and appreciation. Most of our spiritual work involves trying to be in this state of right consciousness called Kav Yamin. In the state of Kav Yamin, we do not contemplate what we need to fix within ourselves, but only focus on the greatness of God. For example, we are busy with material matters and don't think about God the entire day. Suddenly, we remember God. If we focus on the greatness of God and the perfection of God's providence, and realize that every one of our thoughts is sent to us directly from God, we are immediately thankful that God has given us a thought about God. There is, however, another possibility. Instead of being happy about God awaking us and drawing us closer, we could be downhearted that we went so long without thinking about God. This reaction has no place in Kav Yamin. In right consciousness, the work is to transcend our negative feelings and to appreciate and be happy for any small spiritual connection we have, including even a thought about God. The majority of our spiritual work is to strive to be happy in the presence of God. The other main aspect of inner work is called Kav Smol, left consciousness. Kav Smol involves introspection, self-reflection, and examining what needs to be fixed within. We contemplate our progress in spiritual development and reflect on whether or not we really have emunah and love for God. We look to see if our love for others is developing and consider how much we actually do for our friends. Although the work of Kav Smol left consciousness is very important and necessary for our spiritual development, we are to spend only a short time each day doing this work. Most of the time, our work is to be in Kav Yamin, right consciousness. We set aside a short time each day to be in Kav Smol, left consciousness. It is important to work with each state of mind independently and not to mix them up. When in Kav Yamin, we are not to think any thoughts of Kav Smol. When Kav Smol thoughts come, we put them off until the specific time that we have previously designated for the work of Kav Smol. Working with these two states of mind purifies us to be able to experience the Shekhinah, the divine presence. Our sages say the Shekhinah dwells between Yamin and Smol, meaning we experience the divine presence between right consciousness and left consciousness, Working with these two states of mind is how we progress spiritually. Why do we need to work with both right and left? Working only with the self-criticism of the left brings sadness and depression and can also be immobilizing. Although we need the work of the left to continue to develop and become able to receive the goodness that God desires to give us, we can't live only with negativity. With the work of the right, we experience God's blessing. On the other hand, if we work only with the right, we are satisfied with our spiritual state and don't aspire to progress. The world is not rectified by the happiness of Kav Yamin alone, or by Kav Smol's focus on what is lacking. To progress spiritually, we need to work with both right and left aspects of consciousness. Working with Kav Yamin elevates Kav Smol, and working with Kav Smol elevates Kav Yamin. Working in right consciousness, we contemplate the exaltedness of God. When we then shift to left consciousness and are self-critical, the measure of our right consciousness awareness of God's exaltedness is our measure of awareness that our behavior is not yet appropriate to God's greatness. Our work in right consciousness elevates our state of left consciousness. On the other hand, the extent of inner brokenness that we feel in left consciousness necessitates the measure of emunah and the goodness of God that we need from right consciousness. As the measure of our left consciousness grows, the measure of our right consciousness grows as well. When we are involved in the spiritual work of Kav Yamin and Kav Smol, the two states of mind enhance each other. Working with Kav Yamin and Kav Smol appropriately is called Kav Emsai, the middle way. This is how we progress spiritually. In contrast, spiritual practice done without working with Kav Yamin and Kav Smol is called Kav Echad, one line. This means observing rituals, but not being involved in introspection and the spiritual work to transform from receiving to giving. If our spiritual practice is done in that way, we feel that the rituals we perform are favors we are doing for God. We feel deserving of a reward for everything we do and feel that God is in debt to us. We feel big and see God as small. If we are working with Kav Yamin and Kav Smol, it is the opposite. With the work of Kav Smol, we feel ourselves small, and with the work of Kav Yamin, we feel the exaltedness of God. When we feel God is big and ourselves as small, we are not asking what God can do for us, but rather are joyful to have the merit of being in service to God. Okay, so God willing, we'll discuss next time.